So, Byron?
Yes, sir.
Now that you've been retired, what are you doing in retirement?
I'm enjoying life. Been involved in a bunch of stuff, you know, and it's been great. My wife and I, we've been together 8 years, been married, you know, last couple of years. We've been in business together. We're in a fresh pet food. It's called Fresh Pet. Dog food company, yep, that we're involved in. We're involved in a baking company called Ethel's Bakery that was launched in Detroit, Michigan about 4 or 5 years ago. We got student housing in Long Beach. We got a little bit of everything, you know, and it's been great because it keeps us both busy. And she's a businesswoman, just sold her business just before the pandemic that she had, which was a med spa that she owned for 10 years. So she's an entrepreneur. So we've been just doing a lot of little things together and just really enjoying it.
What do you think about the trade that just happened yesterday in the NBA?
I think that Brooklyn got a pretty good deal.
You think so?
I really do. I think when you get Ben Simmons and you get Curry, another shooter, another playmaker, and you get first-round draft picks as well, you made out pretty good, you know. And I know Philly wanted to kind of get rid of the bad apple, so to speak. I don't know Ben, you know, but I think he's a heck of a basketball player. But I think Brooklyn got the best end of that deal.
What would you say is your most memorable game when you were in the NBA?
I would say 1985 in Boston, Game 6, beating them on that parquet floor and being able to bring the championship back to Los Angeles. Number one and number two being the first team in L.A. to beat a Celtic team in a 7-game series. And my first championship. That's something that I'll never forget. You know, going into Boston, winning that series, and beating, you know, the great Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, you know, a Hall of Fame, you know, basketball team there. And we had, obviously, Hall of Famers as well. But one of the best rivalries I've ever been a part of and one of the best series I've ever been a part of. You know, so the three championships that I was a part of, that first one, I think, will always be the one I'll remember the most.
And L.A.'s had a hard time living up to what you guys built back then.
Well, you know, I think Shaq and Kobe did a pretty good job.
They did phenomenal.
They did a pretty good job. They did the three-peat where they won three in a row. Something that hadn't been done in a long time. You know, we won back-to-back, which hadn't been done in 20 years. So the L.A. tradition has been, you know, it's been a rich and very great tradition in basketball. But that Showtime era was an extremely special time.
Well, it's a little bitter for me because I'm a Florida guy.
Oh, okay.
And so Orlando Magic. So when we lost Shaq to you guys, that's why I kind of just pushed that out of my memory.
I can understand that. You know what? But blame Jerry West. You know? Jerry West was the one that went over there and got Shaq to come to L.A. and, you know, convinced Shaq that not only from a basketball standpoint that he would flourish, but in other things that he wanted to do, the rapping, the music, you know. So he was able to convince him that he would have a bigger presence here. And I think it turned out pretty good for Shaq. You know,
for
it turned
out pretty good. For sure. Well, thank you very much, Byron.
My pleasure, guys.
Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.